I was at the park. I was far enough from the dreaded foster home. I had all my belongings, and all I wanted to do was live in this cold, barren park. I decided to sleep by the flickering light bulb. Then, all of a sudden, all the light pole's power goes out. I see a dense fog coming. I look deeply into the fog, and I see four eyes staring at me, watching my every move. Before I knew it, I walked back and had fallen over a tree trunk. The fog whispered my name. As my hand lay on the dew of the grass, I thought, who was that? Afterward, I wandered over to the nearby lake and washed my dirty face off. When I opened my eyes, something strange had caught my eyes. As I surveyed the odd item, I then began to realize it was two dead bodies floating on the lake. As the bodies drifted in my direction, I saw it was my parents' dead bodies. Out of nowhere, those shadows reappeared. While they were standing on my parents' dead bodies, they were calling out my name.
Don't be afraid.
One of them put their sweet, gentle hand across my face just like my mom used to. I see strands of golden hair just like my mom's. For a second, I thought that was my mom.
Honey. Come on, let's go.
Then the other person speaks in a gruff tone like my dad.
Come on, champ, to the other side we go.
What other side, I thought. Their eyes then pierced my soul with all the good times my parents and I had. It broke my soul when I realized they were dead. From that fatal car accident a couple years ago, and they would never come back. I look at them, and I saw them blow away just like grains of sand on the beach. They were gone for good now. I went on my knees, and I look at myself with disappointment. I had lost my parents twice now. Reality shattered in as I woke up from my worst nightmare. My hand was shaking, my face was sweating. I panicked quickly as I ran out of breath. My heart was beating on my chest. I couldn't take it. I stood up and I grabbed my bat. I jolted out of my room and up the stairs. I had to break the security door to the roof or my foster parents would catch me. All my force was put in one blow. All I heard was a siren as I cracked the door wide open. I walked to the edge and I stepped up. I looked behind me at my miserable past life, and then I looked down at my future face. I didn't care if I was going to heaven or hell. All I wanted to do was see my parents. I took one last look behind me, and then I jumped.